that hit me yesterday when I was being Mavo Sedra. It's a Toysvis Bio on a Pasuk later on, Perikov Tes Pasuk Gimel, but it gives me a Meira Seinayim on the whole Hascholos HaParsha as well. We know that Chazal shared with us the tremendous chashivas for mitzvahs bikuchen. It's from the mitzvah sachavivis biyoisa. You remember from Maseches Kiddushin, we learned the halacha that even the mitzvah from Kovod HaTorah, when they say v'tokom v'adarta p'nei zokin, bali melocha, people that are working, they're potter. While they're working, they're potter from that mitzvah. Or b'shteit mishnah bikurim, and we had a big arichas in Kiddushin in this, that the mevi'ei bikurim are different. The mevi'ei bikurim, afilu balei melocha oimdim bifneihem. The chashivus that we gave the mevi'ei bikurim is a whole different level. What's the chashivus of mitzvahs bikurim? Not even so clear exactly what the Torah's hachiyuv is. Ginoi. It's not matbil. No, as all the other mitzvahs we have in Zroim is matbil. That means if you don't do it, the grain, the produce is also. It asks everything. Somebody eats from a field, you don't have to be boidig if this field mot from them bikurim genomen. You understand? You don't have to see was there bikurim brought from this field. So it's a mitzvah in Zroim that's not ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv the heterat fuhi b'chlal, the heterat peres. Sotnish can shear. The whole shayla b'achiv achrayis. What's the big deal? As mutazei v'ayit gigangin. The first sifri in this week's parasha says that the reason why the Torah was matla b'yus ha'oretz in the mitzvah of bikurim is because tak it is, asei mitzvah zu, shebishvilo tikon es loretz. Hatamaisa. You should do this mitzvah. Not chatos, not osham, not minche, not... We have a whole seder kochim and seder zroim. That's an Eretz Yisrael. That's only an Eretz Yisrael. Not all of that. Asei mitzvah zu. This mitzvah. Shebishvilo tikon es loretz. Forgetting the praktische questions on the Sifri, which we ask every year, or frequently the Chol HaPachas, that it's not even noyik. Bikurim is not even noyik to lacha Yerusha v'Yeshiva. If we would say by Yisro Chodosh, shame. Well, we can't zogen, because we know Chodosh was noyik miyad. Vayeichlu me'avor ha'oretz. The Yisro Chodosh was noyik right when we got to Eretz Yisrael. Right? So if we would say by Yisro Chodos, I say mitzvah zu shebishvilu tikon es loretz, we can't. Bikurim is not noyik to lift Yerusha v'Yeshiva. So what shayich I say mitzvah zu shebishvilu tikon es loretz? So. And then, within the parasha Bikurim itself, there are shinuyim that we don't find by other inyonim. L'moshel, we've spoken many times, we spoke about it through learning Makis Lezman also, that we know that the Kohen, Ha'oved, the Kohen in Beis HaMikdash, even if he ends up being posel, it's only Mikanu Labo, L'mafreya, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, and the strongest posel that's found in Chazal, in Maseches Kiddushin, and in Yerushalmi, is Uvoso El HaKohen Ashiyah Bayom HaMahim. Very very strong lashon. I actually use this. If the Olam remembers, those of you that were learning Makis, I use this to explain the opinion of Maseches Makis that says that the machlekes amagoyim, if the kohen gadol becomes a ben grusha mechalutza, does the reitzeach go out of the orim miklut? It's machlekes meisikuna, botlakuna. How do we view it? Do we look at it like the kohen gadol died? Or do we look at it like, now we know he was never a Kohen Gadol? So everybody else, a bomba kasha. We know that a Kohen Gadol's avoida is kosher as the pasuk of Baruch Hashem Cheloi. The Shita as Rambam is that Baruch Hashem Cheloi is even after you find out. Avad, you don't let him do avoida. But it's not only an unknown psul Kohen. Let's say a chol was noidashu ben grisha mechalos, and he still did avoida. Rama Malta avoida b'diavad is kosher. I'll posuk for Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So they all ask on the Rambam. So how could any man domed the Gemara hold meisakun? So there's kimshat b'chla. Whatever avoida was good till now is vital good b'diavad. But he's not allowed to do it. The only difference between before and now is that now we won't let him. Once we know, we won't let him. But the status of the avoid is the same. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara Taka says, according to the Rambam, the mandamu who holds Batlakun is very gishmak. According to the Rambam, it's very gishmak, because that stays even afterwards. What's pshat in the other mandamu? So I touched up in the Shita of Rambam that we have two psukim. We have three psukim, actually. We have and on that, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi say, yes, a koyin shalinoidashimagushim echalutza. What does that mean? That the koyin who's standing now, erstaka koyin. So, meaning there's two echsherim for the avoida of the koyin till it's noida. One is the fact that you have Baruch Hashem Cheloi. But you have another, you have a pasuk in this week's parasha. Ubosa el ha-koyen ashir bayom imahim. Now he's a koyen. And that, once he becomes, that's not his Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Nail, once it's noida, that's the man who says, Mesa kuhuna. It's Mesa, the pasuk of Ubosa el ha-koyen ashir bayom imahim. Yesterday he was a koyen. Today he's not a koyen. His status changed. Now it's very geschmack why the Gemara says, Hahu, Mishim Baruch Hashem Cheloi, the man d'Amo who holds Bot Lakuna, doesn't hold of the drasha u'bosa l'akoyin ashir b'yom b'mohen. So l'daitoi, the whole reason why the avoid is kosher till now is because Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that didn't change. The other man d'Amo says, Mesa kuhuna, he holds the droshes who bosa l'koyin ashir b'yom mohem. That posik look, till now he's a koyin, and now he's not a koyin. That's good for that's the debate. But this is already the lomdasha, the drosha of the psukim. But the actual drosha, the chashivus ha-koyin, who bosa l'koyin ashir b'yom mohem, is dafka found by Parashas Bikurim. Haloi dover hu, that we went through the Gans Fayikra, Torah's Kehanim. We went through Avodas Yom Kippur. And over there, the Torah doesn't tell us this Chashivas HaKohen. Ein Lochel HaKohen Shebi Yomecha. And here by Bikurim, Kodshe Gvul, it doesn't even have Kedushas HaGuf Pe'etze. It has Kedushas HaGuf, but not Kedushas Kom. And here the Torah tells us, this idea that ein l'chok el koyin hashem b'yomech, the chashivas of the koyin hashem, should have said it in Torah's Kahanim. Haloi dover hu. It's very strange that this pasuk which gives the omelet, but I'll tell you why, there's a sipurnum. In this week's parasha, it's mamish hiding. I don't know if the oilim was bothered by this kasha. But in the Haggadah, we know that what's the chil between the Ben HaChocham and the Ben HaRosh? The Ben HaChocham says, Amo Avoyeres Asher Tziva Hashem Alikeinu. Even though he used Lashon Ezra, Hashem Alikeinu. When the Rosh in Gansen Mestalik himself. Lochem V'loi Lohi. Over here we have a Nusach in Bikurim. Lahavda like the Ben HaRosh. He got the Ayoy. Lashem Alikeinu. Why are you telling the Kohen Gadol that it's Hashem Alekecha? Did this bother anybody? In Agoda, we say that's the sign of a Rosh. And here the Mevi'ei Bikurim use the same Nusach. So the Sipurnu says, I'm just telling you what state in Sipurnu. Look at the Sipurnu. The Sipurnu says, Kedei lachloik kovoid l'koyin. Hashem alikecha meitnish chas v'shom lo'itzi asmin min haklal. It's meant, you're a miyuchad. You have a special kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam. You have a special, you do us under a kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam. You went into Rav Steinemann's atzal, you felt, as it's starting with the Ribono Shel Olam. I remember I went to Reb Gifter in Tovshin Nun, and he was talking about his days in Telstone, because he was in Telstone till Reb Baruch Sorotskin, Zatzal got sick, and then the stipler told him he has to go back. He said, the stipler minish gelost, I feel in the foul pool zayn with them. He said, I would have wanted a debate with the stipler. I mean, he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. He says, I walked into the door, Reb Baruch was sick. He says, I wasn't even close to the stipler. He said, you have to hang in. You have to go back to America. Dein shutev is achel, the yeshiva needs you, you have to go back. So I couldn't even get close to him. He just threw me out. He's saying that's how he ended up here in America, back in America. See, he said, so I was trying to get from him what was so special. He says, Dalton in Eretz Yisrael, hab ich Dalton rein und gespielt zach. I felt and I walked around and I walked into the on the mountains. Hab ich Dalton in the Hore Yehuda. I went on the mountains of Yehuda und ich hab Dalton geschmust mit der Rebbeinu. Those are words of Reb Gifter. And over there on the mountains of Yehuda, I used to walk and talk to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he said it, not like, if I said it, you know, he said it. He felt it. He felt it. I speak to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So, when I left Reb Gifter, L'Hashem Alekecho. So the Sipurna was saying that when you go to the Kohen over here, you're acknowledging, you're giving a chashivas to the Kohen. You're not hoitzi atzmei chas v'shem. You're saying, I understand that you have, it's Hashem alekecha, you have a certain havada, I have mine. But do us dine. It's the kasha vayta, the zelba kasha. Why him bikurim? Why him bikurim is the yesoid to bring that nekud out? The chashivas ha-kohen. Which is vayta, the zelba zach, v'asol ha-kohen, she'll be on my hand. When Yemel said that send lecha kashas, and the Olam probably remembers from years ago when I spoke about Hakoros HaTeva, we were marach on this Yisoid, but now I'm going to tell you a different approach, based on the Gedank I had yesterday, a different approach. The famous Toysis Yom Tov's Kash and Bikurim, the Toysis Yom Tov fract, why the Mevi'ei Bikurim, the Ashirim bring Beklos V'shel Zov, Kesev V'Zov, and the Aniyim bring, when they bring the bikurim, they bring in twig baskets, salin and sorim. Right? As I stay in the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. Which means that when you went to bikurim, as the Dalton Gazen, you saw Park Avenue lahavda. Designer, baskets, fancy, you can imagine. The fancy people that had a lot of money. And then Nebuch, you had the kamtsonim, the shkatkin geld. They brought baskets, wooden twigs, baskets, Nebuch. This is mamish a hipuch of the sugyas hashas all over. That Chazal went out of their way kidei shelo levayish es mishemla. When we have a levaya, it's the same levaya. The zelba levaya, the gres the gevir. The poorest Jew has the same wood box, the same white tachrichim. And that's not a new thing. Minik chaver kaddisha. Does she give any takona b'mei Chazal? Chazal was misakin like that, like it's brought down in Mayit Kod. And that was because people Nebuch were embarrassed if they weren't able to have the same kind of elegant levaya. So Chazal was misakin given. How a levaya, even a levaya, how a levaya is supposed to look? Non competitive. So by Bikurim, not only there was no uniform, Chazal are promoting competition. Tashirim should bring cheap baskets, fancy baskets. And they're not even giving the baskets to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the poor people brought their wooden baskets to Beis HaMikdash, kept it. Silver, gold baskets, they gave it back to the people that brought it. So Tos Yom Tefrek the Kasha. The Kasha is a bomber. It's a bomber. It's promoting what Chazal normally say not. So Tos Yom Tefrek is very matrik. He says, Kedai, Beis HaMikdash, covered Beis HaMikdash, Sheinu, covered HaMikdash. He doesn't really answer this. Meaning he says, it's Ein Echanami. It's Kedai to be doicha that Indian. It's taka compromise. It's a Kedai. It's a Chiddush God. It's a big Chiddush. How do you understand this? So I'll tell you what I was aiming on yesterday when I was being Mava Sedra. It's Pasuk Vayta in Perikov Tes Pasuk Gimel. Unbelievable Rashi. It's kedai for all of you to look at the Rashi and to sit on the Rashi. Shteit in Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, V'noson Hashem lochem, leiv lo das, ve'inayim lirois, v'oznayim l'shmoy adayim hazeh. Yeah. And then he goes to Abraham Shona, unbelievable thing. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that today you have eyes, a heart, ears. Basically, you were oblivious. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael. His lashon is, Mamish hayoyim hazeh. Today you became a nation. Hayoyim hazeh niyeis alo. What changed? 40 years here in the Midbar. We had all the Moifsim, the Nisim. Hayoyim hazeh. Today you became a nation. And he goes right to tell them that you, till now you didn't have a lev, a naim, and a znaim. Ad hayoyim hazeh. So I'll read you Rashi. Zok Rashi, mahu ad hayoyim hazeh. What was Moshe telling Klal Yisrael? That you had no ears, eyes, or heart till today. Zok the Rebbe, shomati. Zok Rashi, shomati, I heard. Sho'oysoy hayoyim, shenosan Moshe sefer toil of Nelevi. If you look later, it says in the Pasuk, vayitneim elakoyan and b'nei Levi. Moshe gave the Torah to the b'nei Levi to hold. Bo kol Yisrael lefnei Moshe. You have to medayik in every word of Rashi. The entire nation came to Moshe complaining. Vo amru lo Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you giving the Torah to Shevet Levi to hold? The answer is obvious. I mean, they were the Noisei Aron. They were the ones carrying it. They come with a ridiculous taina. Ridiculous taina, l'chayra. L'chayra ridiculous. Mezetach Moshe Rabbeinu kahal mitaseh. But you would say it's the biggest narishkeit. Listen what Klal Yisrael say. Af anu amadnu b'Sinai. Hu shevet Levi. We also want Har Sinai. V'kibalnu es ha-toyro v'nitno lanu. And now you're being mashlut as b'nei shivtecha alel. So what are we afraid of? So they're carrying, they have the sefer Torah. Zok Rashi. V'yoymru lanu yoymochar. Yoymochar doesn't mean tomorrow, it means in the future. They're going to tell us in the future. The Levim are going to tell us. Loy lochem nitno. Lanu nitno. Ridiculous. Zilkhei berav. Every other parasha, Vayidabu Hashem al-Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. Vayanu kolam yachdov. What kind of narishkeit is this? If not for Rashi continuing, Rashi would have ended. Not al Moshe es yodo v'hiko es kulom. I would understand. Breite mechutzofim. I would understand Rashi. Zok the Rebbe. V'samach Moshe al adovo. This Mishigas, Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy with. This Mishigas claim, as I claim, that if you ask a fifth grader would tell you, what kind of Narishkeit is that? A fifth grader would say, what kind of Narishkeit is that? What kind of foolishness is this? The ganze Welt, the Rambam zogt, you say the Adas, that we believe in the Torah, she'einenu ro v'loizo, kabol ta Torah, was the most impacting moment in history. That till today, the Rambam says, till today, our emunah in Torah HaKadosha is from that moment. That's indisputable. And Klai Yisrael are coming now and they're saying, Shevet Levi, what's going on here? And Moshe's happy. V'alzeh omar lehem, Hayoim hazeh niyesa la'om. Hayoim hazeh hevanti, now I understand, sha'atem dveikim v'chafetzim b'mokim. Unbelievable, Hashem. Unbelievable, Chazal. That Klal Yisrael come with the biggest mishigas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, not only does he tell mishigas, not even the mechutzofim, because l'chayr it's both. You see in this Areach Shal Chutzpah? Atamash Lepnei Shiftech Aleim, I don't want to say, I'm saying, Givan Ayid, in Pasha's Koyach, Vizah Bissel, Abissel Geret, Neyin Yin Linyin, Hazay Ret Ben Tzum Moshe Rabbeinu, this is how you talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. And, you're being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. But instead, Moshe's happy, not Stam happy, he says, now you became a nation, and today you finally have eyes, ears, and a heart. What is going on? So that's what bothers me in this Chazal. There's not really a Hemshech in this Chazal. But if you go weiter in Parsha Zoi Sabrocha, there's another Pasuk, and I want to just make a Tzushto. Pasuk says like this. Torah tzivalonu Moshe, Moirosha kilas Yaakov. Chazal tell us Moirosha doesn't mean Moirosha, I'll tikri Moirosha el Moirosha. It's like an arusa, like an engaged, like somebody you're engaged to. That's the chavivus, the love, and the... Zokter Rebbe Rashi, noch Rashi, kedai to see. Zokter Rebbe Rashi, Moirosha hi lekilas Yaakov, zok Rashi, achzonua v'loina azvena. Ukidroshosom chazal al tikri moirosha el moiros. Rashi says, what is this pasuk telling you? It's telling you it's like a moirosha. And Rashi says, the words achzonua v'loina azvena. We will hold it, and we won't leave go of this time. What's the main term with them? There's a Gemara in Brachas Taf Samach. The Gemara is oimed on the Pasuk, Ashrei Mefachi Tomit. And the Gemara says, Pasuk Pshat Ashrei Mefachi Tomit. We all know that Pachtonim is the worst thing. Yakcha Hashem. It's in the Teuchacha. The worst Teuchacha is somebody, and I could tell you, I deal with people who are pachdonim. People that live in a world of pachad. There are people like that. They're always worried. They're worried about money. They're worried about this. They're worried about that. I have people talk to me when their daughter is in ninth grade that they're worried about shidduchim. They're worried in 6 years what's going to be. Right? Mafachad, mamish, pachdonim. There's a shidduch crisis. They're worried. That's Ashrei Mefachi Tomit. So the Gemara says like this.
The Gemara says, Ashrei mefachet tomid vosidos. Zok the Gemara, Ashrei mefachet tomid, hahu bedivrei Torah ksiv.
That's talking about Torah. What does that mean? I was zoicha to learn, I'm not going to say who it was, doesn't matter who it was, the big lamb, Nachoshevi, Mamisha, Odom Godel Moit. And he was getting older, but he was still very, very stark. Stark in learning. And we were handling about a certain sugya. And I asked him in the kuda, and he said, I forgot that, Taka. And he mamish got petrified. He got petrified like I never saw anything like it. It looked like there was there were rockets coming in from Lebanon. That's how scared he was. Mamish apachad. So much so that the next day he tells me, Redman Miram Bava Kama, let's talk in Bava Kama. We weren't learning Bava Kama. I want to make sure I'm not forgetting. He petrified. The next day, I come, he says, before we start learning, let's talk about Mechashen Me'avoy Delavoy, it's a Sugyan Kachin. Just want to make sure. He was petrified, he's forgetting. So what's Pshat? Pshat is very pushed. If you ever went to an amusement park and a kid is lost, today they have trackers and mice, today it's a new world. But this, when I was growing up, you always had a mother in the amusement park looking for one of her kids. That was a standard sight. And every now and then, the Chol HaMoed, you'd see a lady, she's mamish crying. Where's my uncle? Where is he? Where is she crying? She meets people. Don't worry, you'll find him. Now I want to ask you, who's being seicheldik and who's being ridiculous? The lady who said, don't worry, you'll find him, is being seicheldik. He didn't even... If he's not by the Ferris wheel, he's over there. And if he's not over there, he's there. You're going to find him. You'll find him. Also given before Chaverim with the trackers and the drones and the Gansamises. Yeah. I want to ask you something. What's Pshat? The person who says, don't worry, you'll find him, they don't care? How do they care? How do they care? Nervous. They're talking Seichel. Don't worry, you're going to find him. In 20 minutes, you'll find him. In a half hour, you'll find him. In 10 minutes, you'll find him. Maybe he's right there. You'll find him. One of my children was once lost. I think Taka was Yankovic. In the house. The Rebbe couldn't find him. He was a little kid. She couldn't find him. So given I ibakeronished. Shmuel, you remember this? How's Shmuel giving shir? They couldn't find him. The Rebbe sent the shliach to the shul. I was in the middle of giving my halachas yesterday afternoon to tell me. I kept on giving shir for shteza. So I said, stop shir. That's going to help. By the time I came home, they found him. He was sleeping behind the couch. He climbed behind the couch like a kid, and he fell asleep over there. And then they found him. And that's the given the logish shizach. That was the logical thing, right? That's the given the logish shizach. So the Rebbetzin was with him. What's the pshat? The pshat is, when you have an amazing chavivus for something, you don't think seicheldik. So long that you're in control of your seichel means you don't really love it. If you could be 100% rational, you don't really have a chavivus. Something that you have a spitz chavivus to, you're irrational. Basically, where the seichel ends, that's where the hergish begins. You understand? That's why the mother is sitting there going, where's my kid? Who knows? He went to space. Could be Musk sent him up there. Where is he? What do you mean it's here? It's an amusement park. There's a fence around it. There's people in the front. He's here somewhere. He's a kid in the amusement park. Yeah, but the mother is a mother. She's not thinking like that. Rabbi Yisai, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw that Klal Yisrael came to him with such an irrational concern. Klal Yisrael coming to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're telling him, Mishigasen, where's my uncle at? Who knows? Lamacha Yomrei Leinu. Tomorrow they're going to tell us it's not our Torah. Moshe didn't say you're ridiculous. Moshe said, this is Chavivus HaTorah. You're irrationally worried. Ashrei Mefachei Tomid Zok Tegemor Ahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv. You're irrational. This year that I learned with you, you could call him a genius. He was a genius. He's a goyen. So one sugya, he forgot for a minute. What's the sugya? Every day he's asking me to talk in another sugya. What are you worried about? He wasn't suffering from dementia. Moshe Rabbeinu said, now I know what's the lashon of Rashi. Now I know, Zokt Rashi, now I know, hayoyim hazeh hevanti shatem dveikim v'chafetzim. You're attached, like a mother. You're attached. Rabbi say, if you ever dealt with a bochel, who's oisik in shiduchim, and he's either holding about to get engaged, or he just got engaged. The anhoga with the kala is unbelievable. It's not normal. And they're worried about everything, insult, and this, maybe I say it the wrong way. She looks a little, you know, Rebbe, last time I saw her, she looked like something may be bothering her. I never had that from a husband. My husband comes to me, I have a suffix about my wife, it's a suffix lakula. It's like I did Mamza. If she doesn't throw you out of the house, Mamza Vada, I believe Mamza Sofik. As long as I don't get thrown out of the house, I'm okay. If the wife gives them order protection, then they call me. I had that several times. Guy comes to me, my wife is order protection. I said, come on, give me the whole story. You didn't wake up one morning, your wife gave you order protection. I'm not saying she's right. She could be 100% wrong. I'm not saying that. But don't tell me you said Krishma Lamita with your wife, you sang Hamapel Tzazaman, and the next day you had to order protection. Give me the story. The pshat is amoyroso, a person is afraid of losing. You're afraid of losing. Zokdrashi, that's what Rashi says. Al tuki marosho lo meroso zokdrashi. That's what it means. Achzenuo v'loy nazvena. Hold it, grab it. It's such a treasure, you're afraid of losing it. Dozok trash. Rabbi Yisai, this I hold as Pashup Shad. You look at it again, you'll see it's Pashup Shad. What's Bikurim? Bikurim is very different than all the mitzvahs we have in Zroim. All the mitzvahs we have in Zroim is only after Gemar Malach, Rias Pnei Abayis. All the mitzvahs in Zroim, Adarabah, we can't eat it. Once we're going to Malacha, we can't eat it till we're mafresh. We have to be mafresh to be able to eat it. Bikurim d'chmoyshe kapoya. Yorid adam l'toyach sadeyu. Roya te'ena shebichra. The first opportunity that you have to be able to give something to the Rabbanu Shalom, the first minute that you have such an opportunity, you're grabbing it. That's achzonua. That's the bechina of the chavivus. Chavivus ha-Torah, chavivus ha-mitzvah. That's bikurim. In that way, bikurim is on its own. It's a separate. That's why oim de b'fnei mevi'ei bikurim. The chafetzim udveikim b'mokim. We have a mitzvah that shows you chafetzus. That's the chashivus. Oim de b'fnei. The Nesivus is Oymed, it says in this week's parasha, Ubo alecha kol habrocha se'ele v'yisigucho kisishma b'koil Hashem alekecha. So the Nesivus in Nachlas Yankiv, the Nesivus asks, why does it say again, kisishma b'koil Hashem alekecha? Why does it say that again? It already says, im shemo yatishma b'koil Hashem alekecha, you'll have all these brochas. So it already said, you're only going to get the brochas if you listen to Hashem. Why does it say, Uvolach kolabrocha se'ele, v'sigucho kisishma b'kol Hashem alekecha. So the Siva is not that ganze pshat. I wanted to say, Ktsas b'derech shoyne, that the whole lashon of this sigucha is very strange. What's the sigucha? It catches you. His sigucha is a lashon of catches you. The bracha catches you? What's the pshat? You're masig the bracha. The bracha is masig you. What does it mean? So I want to say posha pshat. You could never give a person enough in this world that he should be happy. Some of the people I know that are the most bitter have more than everybody here put together. And they're very bitter. They're not happy. Yizokta posik, ubo elecha kol habrocha se'ele v'hisigucha. One of these brochas taka going to reach you. You can have all the brochas, but they didn't reach you. You're miserable. Kisishma b'koil Hashem alekecha. As melept, if you live for ruchnius, then the brochas you could appreciate. If you're living for them, if you're living for those brochas, as the Yivikimel Shazayin says, the brochas will never be masig you. But kisishma b'koil Hashem alekecha. And that's what Bikurim is. Bikurim is the recognition that that's our tachlis. Our tachlis is teina shebichra, let me bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The balabas could be the richest balabas. He could have billions, he could have trillions. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he stands in front of our posha, the kohen, that doesn't have a job and doesn't have a parnosa, and is living off chumus ma'isus. He's living on welfare. And he says, Hayoyim Azeh, today I came to the recognition that it's Hashem Alekecha. You're the Choshevah. In the spirit of Bikurim, of understanding that the Cheshivas is to be Dovuk Lamokim, so when you come to bring Bikurim, you realize the most Choshevah Hashem Alekecha is the Koyim. He got the Hayoyim, today I came to that recognition. That it's you, Hashem Alekecha, you're the Choshevah. You're the Choshevah. Ain't a chanami, I would say I came here with a Tesla, but a Tesla today is a bizoin. I came here with a Porsche, with a Rolls Royce. But lemaisa, it's Hashem alekech. That's why over here. And the mele, when a person is chofetz v'dovul b'mokayim, shteretim nish, it doesn't bother him, is salei nitzorim. The salei nitzorim is the diploma. It's a diploma that you're chofetz v'dovek b'mokim. You're so happy to bring Bikurim. And you're showing that, you know what? The basket, it is what it is. The basket is what it is. And that's why there are no lines. We're not worried that the guy bringing Bikurim is going to look at the other guy, the silver guy, he's bringing silver. Vos tutzachto. If he's already saying vos tutzachto, you miss the message of the Bikurim. You missed the message of the Bikur. And I think that's the lekach that we have to take from this parashat. Okay, I'll go to Shabbos.